It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1. Monster Radio RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone. It is a Monday once again. So if you know you enjoyed the Labor Weekend over at Boracay or wherever it is, well, I'm pretty sure you're a little bit, I don't know, like out of sorts because it's back to work. At least it's not back to school. You'll have to wait until June for that. So back to work for everybody. So happy Monday, if ever there is such a thing. Okay, so we'll be just a wee bit self-indulgent today. Mainly because, you know, it's a suggestion. Somebody actually texted us. Over 2299, Kai Vegan, and Kai was saying, you know, since it was a pretty big weekend for us, it was a pretty big weekend because, you know, our first ever billboard came out. So Kai was saying, you know, what about everybody else? Like, if you had a billboard, what would it say? Okay, so that's what we're looking for. The top 10 answers to the question, what would your billboard say? As in no limits, you are given one gigantic billboard. You can write whatever it is you want, but it will be yours, okay? Like, it'll have, like, your picture on it. What would be, like, the caption? What would be written on it? So, if you want to... Just go wild with it as much as you want. What would... ideally, what would it say? It's all up to you. You have complete control. What would your billboard say? All right, so that's what we're doing today. If you want to join us, just key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag what would your billboard say? Okay, you specifically. All right, so here we go. I think we should play some more music for you guys. Let's see. I'm still choosing. All right, let's play some... I can't choose. Okay, I got it. Okay. Let's play some Zed since I've been singing it the whole weekend. All right, here we go. Let's get back to some music and then the news coming up in a bit. Monster Radio RX 93.1. And here we go. Time for the first news bit for today. And we start off with some controversy. PepsiCo Inc. severed ties with rapper Lil Wayne last Friday over a graphic reference to slain U.S. civil rights figure Emmett Till in a song. Lil Wayne, 30, had been the face of the PepsiCo drink Mountain Dew's Do Easy campaign, a play on the rapper's Wheezy nickname. According to a Mountain Dew representative saying in a statement, "We do not plan any additional work with Lil Wayne moving forward. His offensive reference to a revered civil rights icon does not reflect the values of our brand." The Do Easy campaign website was taken down as well. In a remix of the song Karate Chop by rapper Future, Lil Wayne likens the beating of Till to sex. The song was leaked onto the internet in February and prompted an apology from Future's record company Epic Records after Till's family had complained. But the controversy did not stop there. In a letter to Till's family this week, Lil Wayne called the reference inappropriate but stopped short of an apology. Till, an African-American from Chicago, was beaten and murdered in 1955 at the age of 14 for allegedly whistling at a white woman in the village of Money, Mississippi, where he was visiting family. So, not a good weekend for Lil Wayne. And, you know, if you remember back in the 80s, Madonna was similarly dropped by PepsiCo for, at the time, her video of Like a Prayer. And so, you know, sometimes artistically, artists choose a direction where their endorsements don't necessarily agree. And so there is a readjusting of who they choose as endorsers. So there you go. That's the first news bit for this morning. Of course, we've got some more later on. But for now, we've got The Morning Rush with your Kikay Barkada. Only here on Manila's hottest Monster Radio RX 93.1. Here we go. Let's... okay, let me just get a song here. Okay, let's do some Rita Ora. Why don't we? La, 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today.
Still can't get over the fact that we're wearing the same exact shirt.
Why?
Why did this have to happen today?
Of all days.
Of all days, when we're gonna go somewhere later, right after the show, to do a shoot for something, and we're wearing the exact same top.
You know what? You know what we are?
What?
We're Jedward.
We're B1 and B2.
Yes.
We're B1 and B2.
We're Milli Vanilli.
And diba, parang it's like...
Of all days. Ako pa naman, ako na... Well, baligtad tayo. Ikaw, you took a lot of time. Ako naman, I woke up late, so... I got the first thing that you found. Well, it's colorful, so I kind of like grabbed the first thing
that I saw.
Oh, we're wearing the same shirt. Okay.
Our relationship has gone to new heights.
A new level, diba?
Ang hindi ko maintindihan, nung kanina naman, pag alis mo ng bahay...
hindi tayo nag-color coordinate.
Oy.
Oh my gosh.
Nakita naman kita.
We're wearing the same.
Papasok ka pala ng
batyo.
Ew. Ito na naman tayo.
All right, so you know, like I said earlier, we'll go a little self-indulgent today. I guess we're just on a high. You have to forgive us because you know this is the one time that we actually have a billboard.
I know, so. And it obviously hasn't happened before.
Yeah,
I mean it has, but it was a caricature.
Yeah,
yeah. But, so it's a little different when it's like you.
Yeah,
and I'm sure a lot of people out there. Because okay, to be completely honest with you, I'm not even gonna lie about it.
Okay.
Like, I've always wanted a billboard. I always just wanted to...
It's always been a dream, but you don't want to say it out loud because people
want to say, I feeling. No, but it's just, you just want to sort of figure out what it feels like. Because,
yeah.
I mean, you've got people like Georgina Wilson, like, obviously. You know, Ann Curtis, and then, you know, Chris Aquino, and, you know, Regine Velasquez Acacid, and then...
Well,
you've
all
got
the big
so
stars,
many diba? Big stars, like Solène and whatever, who have just, you know, literally peppered EDSA with billboards. And,
yeah.
You know, to sort of know the feeling of having one.
So I guess it's really... No, not I guess. It's really a big thrill for us. So,
it really is.
So, wala lang. We thought we would do... Well, it was suggested by Kai
yeah.
Vegan.
Yeah.
That's actually the code name. Kai Vegan. And, you know, he or she was saying, why don't you, like, ask everybody, what would your billboard say?
Yeah, because, I mean, even before the billboard came out, I already thought about, like...
Of what it would say.
What it would be like, yeah. What it would say, what
exactly,
it would be for.
Exactly. You can actually be... It could be, like, for a product, if you want.
Yeah.
You can tell. It's like, okay, I want this to be for a soap.
Yeah.
And then it would say like this. You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
All right, so the top 10 answers to the question, what would your billboard say? Let's read some of the early entries, okay? Starting off with, let's see here. Camilo says, if he had a billboard, his billboard would say, the second whitest kili-kili in the metro.
Because we all know who the first one is.
Ayaw niya labanan yung first.
Ayaw niya labanan.
Second lang.
But I'm okay with that. You know, at least I have a billboard.
Exactly. Yeah. Diba? And also, let's see here. Wait. You have to be patient with me, huh? Because I'm reading this off.
Trust me, I'm always patient with you.
Whatever. okay, because I had to set aside our top entry. Okay, Camilo says, siyempre kailangan sexy yung post ni Camilo sa billboard. Tapos it says, eyes on the road, pervert. I guess for people like,
well, actually,
the really sexy people like sila Georgina,
like
sila
Christine
Soleil,
Reyes and
sila
whatever.
Ann Curtis, because they're so hot.
Yeah.
They, I think they could really put something like
mga
this
Daniel
on their
Matsunaga.
Door. Ayun pa,
mga Sian Lim.
Ayun. Ne, it should say there, eyes on the road, Chico.
And kilala ko na kung sino nasa billboard na yun.
Ay, nako, don't go there. Don't go there. Okay, also, ako si Boklong, because, okay, we know him personally. Mm-hmm. He's on the thin side.
Yeah.
So, his billboard would say, "Wag tularan, pakainin ang mga anak niyo."
Parang ano lang?
Parang malnourished lang yung peg.
DOH ba? Department of Health.
DOH, yeah.
DOH na billboard. Parang, diba? Yung parang avoid malnutrition.
Oh, like feed them the right amount of food.
That's funny.
OMG yan. Okay, oh, wait, sorry. Hey, good morning to Butter Baby, who's tweeting all
in
the way from Cambodia.
Yeah, I know. What are you doing there?
Wow. Okay.
What's in Cambodia? Are you trying to be like a Tomb Raider? Sort
maybe,
of,
Lara Crofty.
Yeah.
And also, let's see here.
Okay, while we're at it, can we just say hello to Father Jose Pancho of Makawayan, Bulacan. Happy birthday. That's coming from Joanne Charmed.
Happy birthday.
Hello as well to Sataragi, who says hello to the weird ones, Madison Camille, Dre Vance, Ila Villanueva, Jagger G, and Crypto Verbalist. Ed Kalaikai saying hello to IGers Manila, the mods, the moderators.
Yes.
And the call, the collaborators.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so hello. Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Hey, is yours the bigger one or the smaller one?
The smaller one.
Okay.
Hey, wait. Hi! We're talking about coffee.
Coffee.
We're talking about coffee, okay? Just to clear it up.
So finally, hey, umamin ka rin.
It's Camilo's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday,
Camilo!
Is he back? Is he back in Manila?
Apparently, he's enjoying his Western European tour.
Oh, there you go. Because remember, diba, he posted he was in like
Poland
or something?
Yeah. So hey, happy birthday. Hopefully, you get to hear this. So happy birthday to Camilo.
All the way in Eastern Europe. I don't know which part he's in now, but happy birthday. Mm. Or however it is you say happy birthday
in wherever it is that
Polish
you are.
Or Russian or something. All right. When I was a kid, we did...
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Oh, shut up. And yes, I will say something that will reveal how long ago it was. But we did take an Eastern European tour with my family.
Okay.
And all the mga bawal places we went to.
Was the Berlin Wall still there?
Yes, unfortunately. Yeah, and when we went to Checkpoint Charlie, which was like the most iconic checkpoint.
Checkpoint Charlie?
When you're crossing over from west to east and east to west Berlin. And it's really scary, as in they really go up and... these big,
they feel you up.
Big burly like soldiers. East German soldiers.
And they're in uniform with their blue eyes.
Would go up, dreamy blue eyes.
Dreamy blue eyes and wonderful blonde hair.
And then, pero it was really scary. Tapos they really take it seriously looking under the bus. Because apparently, no, actually they're stricter pala.
Okay.
If you're going from east to west.
Right.
Because that's where
not
all
so
the,
much from west to east.
And they really look under the the buses. Because apparently a lot of East Germans at the time would like sometimes hang upside down sa ilalim ng isa chassis
under
the bus just to be able to cross over to the other side.
Wow.
They'd have like, you know, well, the German shepherds as the sniffing
I
dogs.
I think they would just be called shepherds.
Because you're in Germany already.
You're in Germany already.
But it was really scary, yeah. And like when you go walking around at night, you would think because
was this pre-World War II?
You know what? Talaga, bubusan talaga kita ng coffee, eh. Kasi mas malaki yung sa akin.
Talaga, kailangan lang. Kasi mas malaki yung sa akin.
Masabi lang. And even though you're in a like super strict military state, you're really scared. Because my dad and I were like walking.
Because they could just rough you up whenever.
I wish. No, in a scary kind of ano.
Yeah.
Tapos there was this like car that stopped. We were walking and it was very dark.
Okay.
Pero parang siyang, imagine Edsa na walang kotse, parang ganun.
Okay.
And then they stopped and then they started talking in German. And like, parang they seemed like they were selling us something.
Okay.
It was just so scary and we wanted
what
to say.
What were they selling you?
We didn't want to know because it was scary. They were doing this parang hush-hush. Yung may parang sa cartoon si parang, hey, bud. Yung sa Sesame Street. Hey, bud. Hey, bud. Wanna buy some watches? You know?
parang I highly doubt that they were selling watches.
Pero feeling ko, they were selling
something
illegal.
Yeah.
Pero why would you sell, at the time I was grade school, why would you sell like a dad with his son illegal stuff?
Baka naman they were
Asian
like, hey, bud. You know what time it is?
Tapos yung pala ganun lang.
Oo, parang
basta it was scary.
How rude.
How rude that they don't even answer us.
Pero parang that's just the way they talk pala, in hushed tones.
In hushed tones. Mm.
Hey, apparently Camilo's in Budapest.
Oh!
I know, right?
Wow.
Wild.
Hungary.
And hello to Caliburn all the way from Paranaque City.
Oh my gosh. So anong oras na dyan?
Anong time zone ba dyan?
Adonis
May daylight savings ba dyan?
Adonis Mabangis would have a billboard and it would say, mas masarap ang cheese dog ko.
Tinatanong lang ni Cristiano Ronaldo, may pusa ba sa Germany?
Pusa?
No.
Of course.
What is it called kaya?
At the German... Ay, nako. Whatever. Whatever.
It was so close.
Whatever.
So close.
Ako si Poklong says, nakataas rin yung kilikili niya sa billboard niya.
Hmm.
Pero hindi siya nagbebenta ng kilikili stuff.
Oh.
Actually, binibenta niya. Sunglasses. Super UV ray protection sunglasses.
No. Kasi sobrang white ng under.
And also, Camila says, ito very, very Twitter lang. Di ba usually yung billboards magkakapatong na halos? Kasi yung dami-daming billboards eh. Parang that Twitter meme, lalakalaya, ang nasa baba nito, retokado.
Hey, that's actually a really like, ano, parang a fun idea. Because I don't know if you can, but can you just like,
yeah, but why just, not? If you have the budget for it.
Yeah, because I've seen billboards where people just post like, para, will you marry me or something.
Yeah, diba? I've seen that. Yeah. At saka yung that, not, you said naman not will you marry me, but more of like, I think birthday ng wife niya, along C5.
Yeah. But more along C5, billboard. No? Para I don't see it on EDSA.
Yeah, parang C5. I don't know, kasi siguro the rates. Maybe
or maybe
cheaper.
Because the one on EDSA, parati ng puno.
Ah, there's one in Guadalupe, remember? Yeah. There was, pero it was up for one day lang. Tapos it was like a parang, I don't know if it was a proposal or a birthday, parang for his wife or his girlfriend, I don't know.
Yeah.
Pero there was one along Guadalupe.
Gusto ko parang yung mga tipong barkada picture lang.
Diba?
Tapos follow us on Instagram. Alam mo yung mga ganun? Like,
oo, tas wala lang.
Wala lang.
Tas one day.
Oo.
Kasi it's expensive, ah.
I wonder what
it
would be like.
Basis.
Hmm. And aside from that, kasi the expensive part is actually making the tarpaulin.
Actually, yeah.
Right?
Because that's huge.
Yeah.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half. Oh, sige, one more. From ako si Poklong.
Okay.
Laki lang ng picture niya, no? Tapos nakalagay, accident-prone area. Sorry, guys.
No! Nakakainis!
Di ba?
Saka may sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, what would your billboard say, comes from Mash Plutonium.
Mash Plutonium says,
billboard niya para kay Del.
Hmm.
Siguro whitening soap to. Okay. Tapos nakalagay, para sa puting pang jowa. Sorry, Del.
Wala ka dito.
Wala ka dito eh. Pero
para sa puting pang jowa.
Pang jowa. So not it has to be for the guys.
Yeah.
Kasi, you know. Kasi kung gusto mong, you know.
Kung
you
gusto
know
mo ma-attract si Del.
Oh, yeah. Kailangan ano ka, puting panjowa.
Yeah.
Alright, so that's what we're looking for today. If you want to join us, the top 10 answers to the question, what would your billboard say? Just key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag what would your billboard say?
Hey, quick happy birthday as well to JM Terrado. He's also celebrating his birthday today. So happy, happy birthday.
And you have to watch for our epic pick today.
Yeah, because we're...
We will try to reenact our Guadalupe billboard with our matching t-shirts.
Oh my god.
Well, shirts.
Why? All right, fine. Hey,
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. And here we go. We've got our top 10 for today. Thank you to Kai Vegan for suggesting this. The top 10 answers to the question, what would your billboard say?
Right, but before that, let's just say hello to the PSGs. Leo, Rico, Jay, Marek, IPE, Erwin, Ivan Choi, Oscar De La Hobia. Because it's usually O De La Hobia. You know what I mean? Kuya Joe and Santi, Drix and Tago Fabric, that's coming from Dwayne B. Let's also say hello to Bobby John C. A happy, happy birthday that's coming from I Am Nutty Boy. Happy birthday to Bob Calderon as well, who goes, oops, that's me.
Which one?
Bobby John C. He's greeting himself. Okay. So happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Rani the Pooh saying hello and good morning to the Abiva Silent Rushers tuned in today. Happy birthday as well to Yogan. That's coming from Ellis Dominique and a bunch of other people. Now, if you guys want, or, you know, if you guys have greetings, don't forget to just hashtag it with RX Greets.
All right. And here we go. The top 10. What would your billboard say? Let's start off with Ellis Dominique. Kailangan merong Becky na may hawak na na pera. Yung parang naka-fan. Mm. Yung like a pamaypay.
I know what you mean.
Naka ganun. Tapos okay. Ang title. At tapos ang nakalagay lang, gipit ka ba?
Gipit ka ba? Call.
Call. 09. Ay, nako.
Grabe. Pero panalo.
Panalo
diba? Sa concept, di ba?
Tsaka yung may nakaparang...
yung naka-smile ka na. You have this devious sort of smile.
Di ba? Mm. Adonis Mabangus, Adonis Mabangus says, keep your eyes on the road, not me.
No.
Nox. And remember,
that kind of defeats the whole purpose of the billboard.
Actually, pero by saying keep your eyes on the road,
you know
not
for a
me,
fact that they're
mapapatingin
looking at
ka lalo,
you.
Diba? Actually, okay, from Cheno. Remember, this is your billboard, but you can do whatever it is with it as you want. It doesn't have to be you on it. It could
That's
be
true.
A public
it could be
service
a public,
message.
Yeah. It could be anybody.
Actually, you can even put a celebrity there if you want.
Yeah.
Diba? So here's an example from Chenong. Public service billboard ko sa Quiapo.
Mm.
Nakalagay lang. It's plain white with black bold letters.
Okay.
And it just says, guys, nasa bulsa mo pa ba yung mga iPhone nyo?
Right. Just to remind everybody. Diba?
Is it still
check
there?
Your pockets.
Chenong says, medyo fail to ba? Nakalagay doon. May picture ni Cheno. Very victorious yung itsura ng picture niya. Nakalagay, no one can bring me down. Tapos naka-parenthesis, except yung nagkabit nito pagbagyo.
Nakakabikon. No one can
napaka
bring
literal.
Me down.
No one can bring me down.
Except yung nagkabit nito pag nagkabagyo.
Kasi di ba they really take down
the, yeah, they take down the billboard.
Oh my gosh.
Oo nga, no, sana huwag magbagyo.
Oo nga. Pero ano rin, no? parang hashtag billboard problems. Pag nagbagyo, nako, kailangan ibaba nila yung billboard na.
Oo, baka mapunit eh.
Nakakainis. Nakakaasa.
You know, years from now, when we hear ourselves talking about this, we'll want to punch ourselves.
But it's okay, kasi...
Or make ourselves sampal.
You know, like we said earlier, merong caveat tong top 10 na to na parang pagpasensyahan niyo po yung
please.
Mga hosts.
May disclaimer siya.
Naaaliw lang kasi. Kasi, you know, it's a dream come true.
Once in a lifetime.
Pagbigyan niyo na, please.
Or sana hindi once in a lifetime.
O sana hindi. Pero
first time,
nyo na.
Eh, pagbigyan niyo na.
OMGN says, pare ko, wag mo naman tutukan yung nasa harap mo. Yung lang ang nakalagay sa billboard.
Para public service announcement lang din. Don't tailgate.
Remember, this is your billboard and you can put whatever
you
want.
Do whatever you want with it.
So, Renji Interactive, just wanted to plug. Wanted, Lady Bed Spacer. 2.5K lang a month. All in package with good personality.
Parang deluxe yung Lady Bed Spacer na yan.
Oh my gosh, you know, yesterday I tweeted, tawa ko ng tawa, I saw a spa in Makati.
Okay.
Actually, when Del and I did hosting on our way home, I saw it nakalagay. It's a spa.
Okay.
Alam mo pangalan? 8 Strokes.
What's so funny about it?
Huh? That's kasi parang ambitin naman nung massage na yun. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Done!
Ay,
hindi, parang done. Ang bilis naman. Mm. Diba usually matagal? Like,
pero meron kasi iba.
Sa arm mo pa lang, matagal.
Meron
na,
kasi
likod.
Iba na konti pa lang, okay na sila.
Hindi, di ba like tulad nung ano, yung the last time nagpa-massage ako, sabi, sir, grabe yung lamig nyo, ang dami. So, di ba, isa-isahin mo yun? Yung mga,
ako rin, sabi nung last time na nagpa-massage ako, masyado daw ano eh, parang matagal daw mawala yung ano.
Lamig.
Okay. Ano daw eh. Kumbaga parang,
saka nasa shoulders kasi, diba, talaga
for,
yun eh.
For
diba?
Some people, kasi they can't really take a long massage. Kasi parang nasasaktan sila. Sabi nung
actually,
sa akin,
masakit yung pagtanggal.
Mahaba daw endurance ko. Kasi, kinakaya ko daw yung pag-massage
whatever.
Ng matagal. Okay lang
yun
daw.
Naman,
sabi
whatever.
Ko parang, okay.
Who cares about your massage?
Sabi ko nga, dapat, okay, dapat ba matatapos na?
Ganon. Okay, bahala ka. Bahala ka dyan. OMGN says, his billboard will just say, 3 words lang.
Mm.
Huy, green light na.
Kasi nakatingin ka pa.
Nakatingin ka pa.
O diba, sabagay, no? If you think about it, like, let's just say you put like a really sexy photo there.
Oh.
Tapos parang because people usually just stare at it. Stare parang at it's like, uy, green light na.
Si Goengtor says, pahingi ng lives sa Candy Crush. Yun lang.
Yun lang.
Tapos nandun yung ano
niya. I
mean,
that is your billboard.
Wait, how do you do it ba? Parang...
Facebook. Well, you can ask for it on Facebook. I guess Game Center also.
So, so parang siyang Dragon Veil. Yeah. Like yung you have, parang the friends or the social section.
Yeah.
Okay. And the top. Answer to the question, what would your billboard say? Comes from Fat Kid Inside.
The Fat Kid Inside says.
So may picture siya. Full body dapat. Nakalagay. Rihanna sa taas. Chris Brown sa baba.
Oh my God!
Oh no! Hey, can I just quick. Oh. Sobrang ang ganda na nung... Remember I told you I downloaded the Jurassic Park Builder?
Okay.
Ang ganda.
Really?
You know, it's a slow game, pero pag nasa
once
higher levels
there.
Ka na, pag na-open mo na yung underwater, there's an under-the-sea Jurassic Park.
Ooh.
Tas puro mga like mga water aquatic dinosaurs.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Gee.
Grabe. As in, you will like think you're there.
Wow.
And the graphics are
so amazed.
Diba? It's the coolest
super,
thing.
Super cool.
Amazing. Wala
as
yung
in,
mga...
As in, gusto ko na itapon yung buhay ko tapos mag-Jurassic Park na ako buong buhay ko.
Go for it. Grabe.
Sobrang
exciting.
Sobra.
Tapos yung naka,
I'm ginagawa sure you ko, can feel my excitement.
Tapos ginagawa ko pa, when I go to my underwater park, nagbo-board shorts muna ako.
Talaga?
Yeah.
Para feel na feel mo?
Oo. Oh,
oh my God.
Naka-fins ako.
That makes so much sense.
Pero kailangan meron kang spear para just in case luwapit sa'yo yung
pwede
dinosaur.
Mo silang tuhugin.
Pwede mo sila tusukin.
Tuhugin. With a spear.
Right.
That's what
right.
You call it. Oh.
Super nice.
Okay.
Grabe.
Feeling ko kamusta yung feeling niya.
Parang loser ka pag hindi ka nag-Jurassic Park. Baby.
Ay, wala. Oo.
Loser.
Wow, super.
Yeah. If you're nice to me, I'll let you look at it.
Mm.
Okay, if you wanna join
I've heard
us.
That line before.
If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag What Would Your Billboard Say?
I'll tell you what, I don't have Jurassic Park, but if you're nice to me, I'll let you look at my T-Rex.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2.
Monst Radio, RX 93.1. And here we go. We've got the second news bit for today. I don't know how you'll feel about this, Gina Boy. Miley Cyrus cannot be tamed, and neither can her tweets. The 20-year-old star took to Twitter on Friday to prematurely announce that she had nabbed the top spot on Maxim's forthcoming Hot 100 list.
What?
Way before the magazine released the official news.
That's BS.
She's number one.
What?
So Miley tweeted, along with a smoldering photo from inside the mag showing the former Disney star laying on her side in a gold bathing suit. Didn't know this was coming out yet. I'm so happy to be number one on Maxim's Hot 100.
What?
Now, it also included hashtag my fans kick ass, hashtag dreams do come true. So Miley takes the Maxim title from Bar Raffaelli, who topped the Hot 100 list in 2012. Now, while Miley apparently holds Maxim's hottest crown, she's got some stiff competition when it comes to which star is most beautiful and sexiest. Earlier in the week, Iron Man 3 star Gwyneth Paltrow was dubbed People Magazine's Most Beautiful Woman last week, while Mila Kunis was named FHM's Sexiest Woman in the World earlier this week.
Oh, wow. But I have to give it to Miley Cyrus. If you look at the photo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can I see?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Oh, wow.
Right?
That's her?
Yeah. Crazy. Okay, so for everybody out there, obviously you can't see what we're talking about. But
in fairness,
we'll just Google Miley Cyrus Maxim.
Maxim.
It's crazy. It does not look like her at all.
She really looks good,
right?
Oh wow. Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised with that photo.
To be fair,
I wouldn't be surprised.
Hindi pero number one with all the hot women out there.
No?
I guess that's the
Selena Gomez pala wala ka na eh.
So hindi kasi like can you imagine like give me a really hot girl for you nowadays? Doesn't matter what industry.
Daniel Matsunaga.
Girl. Hot girl.
Okay.
Sige, international. International. Like a really, really
okay,
hot
well,
girl.
The first one.
Kate Upton.
Okay.
Ay, hindi ba siya yung favorite mo?
No,
you still like her so much.
Anyway. I mean, I love staring at her.
Oh, give me one. Give me one. Yung nice total smile. Package, yung hottest woman for you.
This is so...
One random one. One of the top five. Oh.
International.
Yeah, like globally.
Okay, globally. I can think of local.
Oh, sige, local.
Yung po, nahihiya ako eh.
Ay, naka. Sige, global na lang. Yung mga okay. Hollywood stars. Or models.
Let's see. Sige na nga, I'll just go with local. Because right now, I can't think of anyone internationally. And like, I love Kate Beckinsale. But, wala na. I don't think she's...
At saka not hottest.
Yeah, not hot. She's prettiest.
Oh, that girl in, ano? That girl in Oblivion.
Oblivion.
Olga
Kurylenko. Well, she's not the hottest. Okay. But, okay. Okay, let's just say Hart and Georgina.
Hindi, it's hard to, ano pala, kasi it's local eh. No, kasi I'm just thinking.
Okay, fine. Let's just say.
If you're thinking kasi international.
Okay,
if
what's her face? Selena Gomez.
Gomez.
Okay.
Hindi kasi, di ba, parang, you could think of other.
Fine. Yeah, well, I guess that's true.
No, I mean, like, if you were just part of Maxim, like, international.
Yeah.
You could think of other, like, hottest celebrities to put at number one.
Not Miley Cyrus.
But I guess for them, it's Miley for this year.
But I guess what they're basing it on is, what do you call this? It's based on their photos.
Yeah, yeah.
On Maxim's photos.
I guess.
And if you look at the photo
that
of Miley.
That specific photo.
In Maxim, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's really nice.
As in, wow, I've never seen her look that good
like,
before.
Remember the recent photo shoot of Beyonce for GQ Bayon?
Yes.
She was really so good looking there.
Hot there, yeah.
Diba? And when you say hot, parang Beyonce is not the first person that comes to mind. Mm. But with that photo shoot, it was amazing.
Oh, sige, ikaw, Beyonce or Miley?
Miley nga. I would say Miley.
Oh, sige.
For that, for this specific, I know. All right, so there you go. Next hour, it is a Monday, so that means we will give you news, and it's pretty big. It's about Iron Man 3 making it to the record books. We'll give you more details on that. For now, you're still on The Morning Rush with your Kikay Barkada, only here on Manila's hottest, Monts Radio, RX 93.1. Make that summer's hottest.
The Morning Rush, top 10. Morning Rush, top 10.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. Here we go. We've got our top 10 for today. Thank you to Kai Vegan for suggesting the top 10. What would your billboard say? Let's start off with JM Terrado. Pang-asar lang. Nakalagay lang doon sa billboard niya. Walang picture. Ano lang, text. Running late for your date? Yung mga people in traffic.
Yeah, that's diba,
parang,
right.
Lalo na kung totoo.
Mas nakakasar. Mapipikon ka talaga. Eh.
Diba? And then also, Mash Plutonium says... Popos si Mash Plutonium nang yung naka-pogi pose. Yung
parang naka-letter.
Beauty shot talaga.
Naka-letter. Check sa ilalim ng face.
Ng chin. Tapos nakalagay, girls and Beckies. Oh, bawal ma-in-love,
ha? Nakaka-pikon. And then, saka especially if it's not
any... patuhin yung billboard.
Especially if it's not anything that's branded.
Yeah.
You'd be so...
Talagang yun lang. Mukha lang yan.
Talagang nagyabang ka lang.
Girls and Beckies. Bawal ma-in-love, ha? Chenong says... nakalagay lang doon sa billboard niya, hashtag, nakita ko yung billboard ni Chenong. Tapos, itrend na natin to, guys.
Itrend na natin to.
Wala lang, judge lang yung peg mo. And also, Camilo says, it'll be a picture of me, full body. Actually, kahit torso lang. Kasi he's wearing a shirt with two arrows.
Alright.
The one pointing to the face, pointing upwards, nakasulat doon sa arrow, the man. Tapos yung arrow pointing down, the legend.
Oh, that's a t-shirt.
It's a t-shirt.
Yeah. It's a what?
It's a t-shirt. Astro Boy says, who always wins contests?
Hmm.
Ano siya? Endorser siya.
Okay.
For a certain...
Hello, she just won.
Food brand.
Oh.
Nakalagay lang, lucky me. Lagi siya kasing nananalo.
Actually, sobrang diba? Pasok talaga.
Sobrang siyang
she would
swerte.
Be the best, like, endorser.
Endorser, diba? Si Coengter says, pang-praning lang. Nakalagay sa billboard niya, don't look now, but I think some strange car is following you. Lalo na paggabi.
Or don't look now, don't look at your rearview mirror.
Ay,
someone's in the backseat. Hassle yun, no?
Oh my gosh.
You know, that's one of my worst fears.
You may nakaupo sa...
Because I always drive alone.
Yeah.
And I always drive at night.
Yeah.
And that's just one of the things that I do not...
going to happen.
Oh, kasi parang imagine just driving and then you're, even if you're on EDSA where it's, you know, relatively populated even during the wee hours of the, you know, the night or the
Ang gusto ko talaga yung you're driving late at night. Tapos medyo ano ka, medyo not paying attention ka. Hmm. Alam mo yun, like, or sometimes yung may kinuha ka sa may dashboard. Tapos pag ganun mo, you see just in time, like a little girl, na masasagasaan mo. So you swerve, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my gosh!
Did I hit her?
So you go down sa car,
and
tapos
you don't
wala
see
naman,
anything.
There's nothing, so you go back into your car, and you start driving, tapos pagtingin mo sa mirror, nandun siya sa likod, and she's like, you missed.
Oh my God!
Tapos yung naka half smile siya. Yung parang devilish smile na.
Or yung parang yung medyo bloody siya.
Diba?
Tapos biglang, yeah, you did. You hit.
Oh, even worse.
Sumakit yung duhod ko. Alam mo yung parang like pain emanated from the
Or imagine, and then sige, gawin natin ano, horror fail.
Oh.
Kita mo siya, no? The horror na, no? Pakita mo, the girl, the bloodied girl was
in the back seat of your car,
looking at you, and she goes, "Agui."
Okay, maybe horror. That's not as bad.
Not as scary, di ba?
Parang aroy.
Kylie Gayahan Mo says, along EDSA, there's this huge billboard. Lalagay lang niya ito.
Okay.
You'll never get to work on time.
What a bitchy billboard.
You'll never get to work on time. Jelly Shosa says, ito parang, it has to have a very urgent tone. Pati yung graphics niya, very urgent. Nakalagay, government warning. Studies have shown that deadly, toxic, tas wala na.
Nakakapikot.
Alam mo, you're like, oh, what? Bitin lang. Ice P says, Cebu Donut Shop in America. Hmm. Pero galing Cebu siya. Donut buy. D-A-I. Donut buy. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 answers to the question, what would your billboard say, comes from Lazy Boy Takyo.
Lazy Boy Takyo says.
Talagang flawless picture of him.
Okay.
On a billboard. Huge billboard.
Yeah.
Tapos ang caption lang, 4-hour photo shoot, 10-hour Photoshop.
Wow! Tapos ito yung product.
Tapos ito yung product, diba? Maikli lang yung photo shoot. Pero yung Photoshop, medyo nahirapan kami talaga. So there you go. The top 10 answers to the question, what would your billboard say? Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag what would your billboard say?
Summer's Hottest, RX93.1, ridiculously sexy song, Robin Thicke featuring T.I. and Pharrell.
No, do that again. Ridiculously sexy song.
Ridiculously sexy song.
And ridiculously sexy man, Robin Thicke.
Who apparently has a big
future ahead of him in music.
Oh, kasi nakalagay lang dun eh. Mayroon parang one scene in the video. Robin Thicke has a big dimple. That's what it means. But hey, we just posted an epic pic. So check it out. Facebook.com/RX931. Since we are wearing the exact same shirt today.
I know.
We did a whole, who wore it better?
Yes.
Nox.
Diba?
Who wore it
who
better?
Who wore it better?
So today's caption is, today's epic pic, B1 at B2. Who wore it
we
better?
We didn't do this on purpose.
It just
we
happened.
We really just came in with the same shirt.
How? What are we going to do pala later?
I don't know.
Are we going to be in the same shirt?
Bahala na. Let's just...
Okay, fine. And then it's hashtag with billboard beauties and then hashtag nakakapikot.
At so, nakakaasar yung mga posts.
I know, right? So check it out. Facebook.com/RX931. Once again, there's an epic pic over there.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX93.1. All right.
Okay, once again, just for everybody out there.
Oh, yeah.
guys on a little bit of a laugh. We ended up wearing the same exact shirt.
Unplanned.
Unplanned. So, we want to find out who wore it better. All right, so check it out.
Ang bibitchy na entries, ha?
Diba? Okay, let's read a couple. Facebook.com/RX931 if you want to check out today's epic picture of who wore it better. Let's start off with... Silino boy. I'm pretty sure that Gino is wearing the Orig or the branded polo. Yung kay Chico, fake yan, promise. Sama. No, it's actually the exact same one. Like, yeah. Literally.
As in literally.
Obviously different sizes.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that. Lyndon was just saying, maybe Chico because he can close it. Bastos!
Bastos!
Tapos meron mga couple shirt. Shirani was just saying, Gino, hip. Lakas makaporma. Chico, parang yung lolong nagpapakayat.
Tsaka na din parang ano yun? Parang father and son na nagbonding.
Oh, or yung ano, Lumberjacks Gone Wild.
Yun ang favorite ko. Lumberjacks Gone Wild.
Of course, it's your favorite.
Well. Chew that.
Have you tried searching for
chew that. Meron ba?
I'm sure meron
chew
yun.
Chew that. Okay.
Chai was just saying, alam mo, yung style ng pagsuot, kitang-kita yung generation gap eh.
Hoy, this layering thing, ha? Uso yan nung 80s.
Was it?
Yeah! Really? That's how we used to wear...
Hule.
That's how we used to
Huling
wear...
Hule. All right, well, anyway, if you want to check it out...
Check it out.
Go to facebook.com/RX931.
All right, so we've got our top 10 for today. Top 10 answers to the question, what would your billboard say? Again, pagpasensyahan nyo na. And pagbigyan nyo na yung mga DJ.
Ang mga unang beses
na
naka-billboard.
Nagkaroon ng billboard. Okay, so...
Yung mga never naka-imagine na magkaka-billboard. Ayan.
So, dream come true. Okay, so let's start off with...
Para na kaming nanalo sa Miss Universe.
Diba?
What? Hindi naman.
Next to.
Next to. Mga second.
OMGN says, a picture of you shirtless na talagang muffin top. Mm.
Nakalabas talaga yung bilbil mo. And whatever. Oh.
And then it would say, Bill Billboard.
Bill Billboard.
Bill Billboard. Makes sense. Mm. And then a Dine Girl says, add to ng donut. So may picture ng box.
Okay.
Ng donut. Tapos nakalagay lang doon, oh, paano ba yan? Late ka na naman. Nakabili ka na ba ng pasalubong sa asawa mo? That's actually
that's
good,
that's actually
huh?
A really nice billboard, yeah.
Perfect.
Come to think of it. Hey, quick, what's up to Kenevic, who's tuned
hey,
in?
Hey, Kenevic, good morning.
He's just saying, please wish the Golden Shuttle Foundation team good luck at the P-Bars.
Wow.
It's a badminton tournament in Pampanga. So, hey, nice. Good luck.
Good luck, guys. And have fun.
Have fun smashing that...
that shuttlecock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smash it. Smash away. It.
Fishmark says, nakalagay ng, may picture ng mga tao na nasa tent.
Mm.
So nakalagay, campers, nature's way of feeding mosquitoes. But it's
that's
true.
Kind of funny, yeah.
It's kind of true. Anto says, it's a beer commercial, a beer billboard.
Okay.
A beer board.
Beer board. A beer board.
Pero ano, Becky yung may hawak ng beer.
Okay.
Tapos nakalagay, isang alak ka lang.
Or mga diba? Tipong sa sobrang lakas nito, isang ala ka lang, hey, oh, look
she's here.
Hello.
She's rolling alive.
Look,
what
look,
happened to
look.
You?
Look.
These,
look
I know,
what
right?
They're wearing.
Are you Koreans?
I know, right?
Korean lovers?
Look at us. No, newlyweds.
Newlyweds.
Diba, apparently, in Korea, apparently in Korea, there the market talaga for newlyweds is same clothes.
Same clothes.
And that's how you know that
and
they just got married.
Didn't we already talk about how
we have
there
the exact
was this
same
one
polo.
Time, yeah, he yeah. was wearing it, and yeah. then oh, in Singapore,
and then yeah, he was like, "Oh my gosh!"
We both know that we have the same polo,
but we've never worn it at the same time
well,
until today.
Yes, today.
And so we came up with the "Who wore it better?"
Uh-oh. At nakakaasar yung itsura.
Nakakaasar yung itsura.
Promise. Promise.
Kasi may billboard kami,
promise.
So mayabang kami.
Tinama yung
may
ano?
Billboard kami.
Look at the ano.
Look at
hindi,
the photo.
Pero mabuti na natayo yung...
I just want to tell you guys that we gotta squeeze this for all it's worth. It's
yeah.
only a month.
Oh, diba?
I know. That's what we were saying. Pagbigyan na po ang mga DJ.
Isang buwan lang
so for
po.
An entire month, all of our topics will be billboard related.
Pero better na siguro na kami ni Gino Boy yung pareho ng suot kasi naman kami ni Del yung pareho ang blouse.
Tapos pareho kami ng skirt.
I know what's happened. It's happened.
It's happened before, diba? Na pareho kami ng top.
Oh my
no,
gosh.
But, what
so...
happened to you?
What happened to your car?
Well, I knew there was something wrong already.
Told you naman, you should buy a new one eh.
Pumayag na ba si Chico?
Ano ko, basta we have news for you later.
Pumayag na ba si Chico?
No.
Nabibili mo kami ng bagong car?
Wait, what's our news for her later?
Yours.
No, I told her about this already.
Hindi, pero ito seryoso na.
What are you talking about? I don't know what's going on.
Basta.
Okay, so I was driving on C5 and my car started wiggling. And I was like zipping through, you know.
Yeah.
Wiggling? Yeah, wiggling. Like
just a little bit?
A lot bit. It started to wiggle and I was scared. Because, you know, it's not...
Yeah. It's not stable, it's not
normal. Like a tire could fly off.
Because I was really thinking of bringing the car in after the show.
Yeah. Right.
You know, after 10 o'clock, you just go. The service center is so near our station.
Right.
But I thought, I don't know that I would last.
Right. Because might as well be delicado na.
Yeah, I'm kind of... And I didn't want to take any chances because the brakes, you know.
Yeah.
If your car gets... I mean, if your car stalls, like it overheats or something, you can still manage to. But if it's the brakes...
But if it's stability and the brakes, then it's something else.
And you know how we drive.
Exactly. I don't know about you, but me, I drive very, very safely.
I do too.
I'm sure pag mga kotse nyo sports cars, you'll be like driving.
Aren't you gonna
so
buy us a car?
Oh nga, Chico.
No.
Sige, ganito na lang. Kahit 50% down lang.
50% down?
Or actually, hindi, ito na nga lang. I'm not even asking you to buy me a car. Buy my car.
So you can buy a car.
Anyway.
Okay, and
That conversation should have been off air.
Sorry. Fishmark says, our topic for today is, what would your billboard say?
Uh-oh.
Fishmark would just have a picture of himself na parang in a very sexy outfit.
Pose. Okay.
Pose. Tapos nakalagay, ang caption ng billboard, ang karinderya para sa mga tight ang budget. Kamawa naman.
Tsaka sinabi nila.
Pero may pera siya pang advertise.
Hindi, para sa mga tight ang budget.
Siya. Para sa mga ang karinderya na sa mga medyo.
Siya may pera siya. Wala siyang problema.
Yun ang market niya.
Yun ang market niya. And the top answer to the question, what would your billboard say, comes from that guy marked X.
That guy marked X says,
walang picture. It's just text.
Okay.
On the billboard. It just goes, hey, pork chop, I think you need some exercise.
I would cry if I saw that billboard.
So, kayo, alam mo, every...
Ang sama.
You know who will be, you know, feeling diba? Guilty. Parang, is that billboard
for me? And that's the funny thing. Everyone will think it's for them.
It's for them.
I know.
So, what would your billboard say? Remember, you have complete control of what goes in there. It can be about you. It
could be about a celebrity.
It can be about a celebrity. It can be
about your competitor.
A message.
Yeah,
or
it could be a public service thing.
Or a product.
A rival.
All right. So, it's all up to you. If you want to send in an entry, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag What Would Your Billboard Say.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, Part 3.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the news break for this hour. My name is Del. It's so weird to be doing the news, the third one.
Yeah.
So
as
weird.
Your first.
Yeah.
As your first. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, the summer spectacle has begun, kicking off the season with Pedal to the Metal. Wow. Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man 3 made the record books as it opened to a whopping 175.3 million in North America alone, the number 2 debut of all time behind fellow Marvel pick The Avengers. Now, The Avengers earned 207.4.
Okay, so the Avengers still made more money.
Yeah,
made more money, but it's also a movie starring Downey as Iron Man.
So one and two has Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man.
Wow. The movie received a glowing A cinema score, fueling word of mouth overseas, well, outside of the United States. The Disney and Marvel threequel grossed $175.9 million in its second weekend, putting the 3D movie's worldwide total at, it stands at $680 million.
Wow.
1 week. Internationally, Iron Man 3, the first title in the franchise to be released in 3D, is matching Avengers overseas, where 3D remains a big draw. China leads with a whopping 63.5 mil. Iron Man 3, which has a strong shot of joining an elite club of films, ultimately grossing $1 billion or more, is a sizable victory for Marvel and parent company Disney, giving them the top two slots on the list of the all-time North American openings as Iron Man 3 beat out the final Harry Potter pick. Box office observers say that the threequel is playing more like a sequel to Avengers than to Iron Man 2, which debuted at $128.1 million on the same weekend back in 2010.
Wow. Crazy how Robert Downey Jr. gets a percentage, right?
Yeah, back-end deal.
Yeah, back-end deal. Wow.
Well, you know, they do have a reference to the Avengers in Iron Man 3.
There's Thor. They mentioned Thor during the movie.
They mentioned Thor. And also, he's struggling with something that happened during the Avengers.
Yeah, basically, because Iron Man 3 is post-Avengers.
Yeah, post-Avengers.
So he's like struggling with the stress that, you know, came along with Avengers.
And, of course, it's like, what do you call that? It is part of... It is like playing a sequel to the Avengers, not so much
up,
Iron Man
yeah.
2.
Yeah, and it leads up to Avengers 2.
Right.
It's one of the stepping stones that you have to sort of like get on before you actually get to see the Avengers 2.
When does Avengers 2 open?
2016, but 2015.
2016.
Not next
something
year.
Like that. Yeah,
it's
not
a long
next year
wait.
At all. I think it's 2016 even.
Well, there you go. That is the news. We'll have one more in store for you next hour if we have time. Right here on The Morning Rush, you got CD&G on RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Barely zipped up.
I hope nothing's peaking.
No.
Oh my God, imagine if that happened to him. Like, if he zipped up a little too early.
I know. Ouch.
It's a what was something about Mary.
Right.
Does that happen? Oh,
yes.
I don't know. I've never.
I heard. Not as bad as that. Not as bad as that. I guess when I was younger, it did happen.
Hey, okay. Once again, check out facebook.com/rx931 for today's epic pick of who are it better.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just there.
All right, here we go. Let's do this. Thank you very much to Kai Vegan, who suggested this. The top 10 answer to the question, what would your billboard say? If you had a billboard, it's up to you how to design it, what to put on it, what would you do? All right, so let's start off with, let's see here. Starting off with Jyoti. Picture niya, tapos nakalagay, billboard ngayon, monumento bukas.
No. Yeah, but I guess it's a lot, parang...
No, kasi pag monumento ka, parang well, hero ka na nun. I mean, like, they don't make a monument for celebrities. You make monuments for, like, people who change history.
Well, yeah. They have diba? Michael Jordan has a monument.
Sa bagay.
Diba?
Pero I think that would
Chicago
be, like...
the Chicago Bulls Arena.
Yeah. Pero, very you specific know. To the... Where he was a hero.
Where he was a hero, yeah.
But in kunyari, like in a city, you would really have to be like.
I wouldn't be surprised somebody. If like Ann Curtis eventually had a monument.
Well, I know that like, I don't know, in the series The Boss, the one with Kelsey Grammer, he's a mayor.
Mm-hmm.
The mayors of Chicago have their own busts. I don't know if that's fictional or.
Or if it's real.
It's real.
Yeah, the busts big?
Yeah, pretty big.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Firm an Eiffel.
No.
Yeah. Dine Girl says, simple lang, my billboard will say, reminder lang, .. kasal ka na.
Ay!
In case you forget.
Just in case you forget.
If you
just
have a tendency to forget.
Just that ring on your finger is not a reminder enough.
Uh-huh.
Here's a billboard. Hey, you know, on, when was it? Saturday, Chico?
Yeah.
Is it Saturday? Thought we were together. Yeah,
yes.
Saturday. We saw the billboard.
Yeah.
Together?
Yeah. You know how it's better? I mean, of course, we tell people that you'll see it if you're northbound. But actually, if you're southbound and you're about to approach Rockwell, like Australia, if you're not the one driving, turn around. It's huge.
Yeah. If you're on
On the southbound lane.
On the southbound lane.
Well, it's huge enough to see it if you're on the way to the north. So, I guess.
Pero best view talaga yung Rockwell.
Yung Rockwell,
Pero it's far.
Yeah, it's far.
I guess it's just because there are no lines.
Pero unobstructed. Mm-hmm. Walang mga, like those lines.
The power lines
and
the MRT. And, yeah.
Let's see here. Coming from OMG, you saw the sign. You open up your eyes and saw the sign.
Life is demanding.
Life is demanding without understanding. Maliuth says, picture niya. Tapos nakalagay, looks good. Tastes even better.
Yeah. We can say whatever you want.
Right. And Kylie Gayahan Mo says, eto, hindi humans yung target niya. His billboard would match yung itsura ng sky or the skyline of wherever it's placed. Para bumangga yung mga ibon.
Ang sama na ugali.
Ang sama na ugali. Parang just to make it an optical illusion para mahilo yung mga ibon.
I wonder what happens though. Do they?
I guess. Looks too realistic.
Birds run into windows.
Yeah.
If it's clear enough.
Into each other sometimes. Nagkakabanggaan sila.
Okay, diba? Okay.
Oh. Yun ba yung tinatawag na... Okay, never mind.
Bird to billboard. Mm-hmm. Oh, diba?
Mm-hmm. And then also, let's see here.
Sometimes they cross paths and then, you know, it's not a fun thing for most of them.
Yeah, if that's not your
thing.
I don't encourage it, though.
Ugly Betong says, picture niya, tapos nakalagay, deported because of his good looks.
No!
Pili!
Tapos ibe-verify natin sa immigration. No? Actually, no such thing happened. You're more than welcome to stay.
Si Bork siya?
Bork.
Something like that.
But isn't there rumors that he's not straight?
I don't know.
I don't know.
He's too beautiful.
He looks a little femme.
He's a fashion photographer.
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
And actor, a poet.
Actor and model.
And
okay, it's all coming together now. Know, the right? Checklist. Yeah. Hey, does he really wear an eyeliner?
Yeah, in one picture.
It looks like he does.
No, hindi lang looks. Talagang eyeliner siya. Unless itim yung...
Baka naman emo lang siya.
No. Yeah. Pero naka-eyeliner talaga
siya. Wala, alam na.
Gwapo eh.
Alam na.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, what would your billboard say, comes from Milka Kutcher.
Milka says,
ito bitchy billboard. Hassle mag-commute, hindi ka nasundo, probably because he's driving for me again.
Oh!
Okay!
Saka talaga to create a Maldita. Billboard just for that.
Just for that.
It's horrible.
Okay, but... So there you go. That's what we're looking for. The top 10. What would your billboard say? We won't argue. Whatever it is you want to put in your billboard, send them in. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag What Would Your Billboard Say? La, 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 la.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Morning Rush, top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. What would your billboard say? Let's start off with I'm Dwayne B. Kutis na pang Diyosa para sa mukhang pang Diablo. So if you look like a devil, at least makinis yung kutis mo.
Right.
At the very least.
But you know what they say about the devil, right?
Mm,
he's supposed to be really good looking. He or she.
Well, Lucifer was the most beautiful of angels.
Yes.
And that's one
before
of their,
the fall.
Yeah.
That's one of their tools. Is that they look really good. Until they show you their true colors.
Well, and then also like in Sodom and Gomorrah, when the angels visited Lot and his family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The people of Sodom and Gomorrah wanted to do something with the angels because they were so beautiful.
Oh.
They were trying to get it on with them.
Bagay.
Yeah.
They're that good looking.
Pero sa bagay... Sorry. These are thoughts that I don't want to entertain
on
air.
Yes. Okay. No, please.
But, okay.
I had a bad feeling about this.
You start to wonder what they look like. I mean... Diba?
But they look like men, di ba? They were supposed to be like, they're not...
Wala bang
kasi
Victoria's
when we say angels,
Secret
you think female angels.
In the, I think, kasi Gabriel.
Yeah, men, they look like men. Kasi diba tayo ang image natin ng angels lagi, either cherubs, like kids, mm-hmm. or females.
I don't
females.
Like the kids with
guys,
the angels.
Ah,
talaga?
For angels?
Oh, ako, Victoria's Secret.
Ah, right.
That's my definition of an angel.
That's the earthly angel.
Yeah, pero I can just sort of imagine.
Si Chico Charlie. Ano, Charlie's angel.
Charlie's angel. That's true.
Diba, yun talaga, alam mo. I remember.
Oh my gosh.
Weren't you too young to watch
Charlie's Angels? No, I watched the new Charlie's Angels.
Oh, the new?
Yeah, and it's still the same one.
Generation
gap. It's still the same music.
But it was just so dated, the old Charlie's Angels.
At saka the instrumentation talaga.
Sila Farrah Fawcett.
Kate Jackson.
And
Jacqueline Smith. Jacqueline day and night. Kasi she's Jacqueline in the morning. And she's still Jacqueline at night.
Yeah. Have you seen her lately?
No.
She's in her 60s. She looks so beautiful.
Yeah. Wow.
That's the peg. For Chico.
I was always a Kate Jackson
fan. Kate Jackson.
You always chose like one, parang favorite.
Oh, diba,
parang,
so,
parang, parang so you had Spice Girls.
You had Farrah, like let's just say Farrah in the front, and then Kate in one corner, mm-hmm. and then Jacqueline in another corner.
Yeah.
Si Tanya Roberts ba?
Later on. After Farrah left. Actually, after Farrah.
Si
Cheryl Ladd.
Cheryl Ladd.
Tapos, after Cheryl Ladd, si Tanya Roberts.
Who had the longest legs.
Ay, grabe. Kasi it was not the same without Farrah.
It was really Farrah.
Yung mga kikay gusto si Farrah. Yung mga parang classic, elegant beauty gusto si Jacqueline.
Ako.
Yung the smart, tomboyish. Yan, gusto si Kate Jackson. Yun kami.
So she was the Drew Barrymore.
Yeah,
Kate Jackson.
Pero kasi si Drew is still very pretty and still very...
Si Kate Jackson
si Kate talaga
kasi,
at the time, yung parang, why is she one of the three?
Yeah,
but I loved her.
And she's a bit mannish.
And did you know
no
that?
No wonder.
And did you know na parang, di ba, obviously the other two were the prettier ones. But Kate Jackson was the highest paid of the three. For mm-hmm. the entire... One of the reasons why Farrah left.
Because she wasn't the highest rated.
I think that's why, like Friends, for example, as an ensemble cast, David Schwimmer had hatched a plan that they all get the same amount of money mm-hmm. per episode. Mm-hmm. He really negotiated. I think it was him and somebody else who was being offered more than the others.
Yeah.
But he said, no, we have to negotiate as a team.
So it's not like, let's
para
say,
hindi mag-away-away.
Yun eh.
It's not like Fraser. Not like it's about him or Everybody Loves Raymond where it's about
Raymond.
In the case of Friends, it's really
it's
all
everyone.
Equal.
Yeah. Diba?
Okay, so kung ganun lang, guys, magkano kinikita niyo?
Mura lang.
Magkano kinikita niyo? We should negotiate as a...
Oh, mas mahal pa bayad kay Gino.
I doubt it. Feeling ko ito eh. Itong isang to.
Ano?
Hindi, equal kami niyan.
Oo.
Na talaga?
Ah,
why do you know? That's so weird.
Well, let's just say we were forged.
Oh,
by circumstances.
Yeah,
kasi nung mag-on pa kami.
Wait lang.
Since tayo na yung mag-on na yun.
Good point.
Dapat.
Good point.
Yung peg natin dito parang no other woman.
Oh, diba?
Crabilicious says.
No other woman kasi meron ng other man.
What would your billboard say? Nakalagay lang doon. Maganda to sa umaga. Nag-toothbrush na ba yung katabi mo? Tapos Earl MFAO says, Miss, may kwintas ka. Kulay black. Yung mga libag. And also, Fishmark says, picture niya. Tapos medyo sad yung look. I need somebody bad. Are you bad?
No! Ang ganda nun,
I like that. Chenong says, eto billboard, itataas lang siya every Mondays mm-hmm. na rush hour sa umaga.
Like today.
All white, tapos black letterings. One word. Kakatamad.
Pag Monday.
Bad trip, no?
But that's actually a really, I'm sure that'll catch
pero
people's
grabe,
attention.
Pero grabe, like parang, oo nga, kakatamad.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Una Loco Poco says, merong billboard near Dell's billboard. Sunglasses. Nakalagay doon, I'll protect you from harmful rays. Kasi masyado maliwanag.
Masyado maliwanag yung kilikils.
Mrs. Bond says, eto rin, merong katabi siya ng billboard. Tapos yung itsura ni Mrs. Bond nakapoint doon sa billboard. Magiging sexy din ako katulad niya. So kunyari katabi mo si Georgina.
Magiging sexy din ako katulad niya.
Eh paano ka pinalitan after the second week?
Ano? Nang Mila's lechon.
Okay, Lijas.
Tapos meron naman, pinalitan niya rin yung billboard niya. Kaya hindi ako sumisexy.
Dahil sa kanya. And Guapo daw says, yung eksenang iihi ka sa gilid, pero pagtingin mo sa billboard, nahiya ka dun sa tatlo. Sa atin tatlo daw. And Young Indie says, picture niya, tapos nakalagay, top or bottom? Ano yan eh, sa bus, yung crossing kubaw. Mm. Ibaba o ilalim?
Oo. Tapos ano, pwede rin double-decker bus.
Exactly.
Hindi ka lang. Sa top ka ba? Sa
or bottom.
Di ba sa Hong Kong, meron pa rin?
Yeah.
Double-decker buses.
Singapore.
London.
Ah, really?
The double-decker bus.
Ah, yeah. The one that, oh, yeah.
Mahilig sila sa double-deck dun eh.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Even sa mga taco places, there's a double-decker. That's my favorite.
For sandwiches?
Not for sandwiches.
Like American sandwiches?
No, for
even
tacos.
For burgers.
For tacos.
For tacos? There's a double-decker?
That's very Mexican.
In Taco Bell, there's a double-decker.
It's actually very American.
Do you know anyone
you know,
whose
Americans
favorite
love
is...
love Mexican food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Americans love
Mexican food.
Food.
And Filipinos.
Do you know anyone who just loves Taco Bell? Somebody
I'm
going to
hit you. I'm going to hit you. I don't care.
Pwede na. We can drive away because she doesn't have a car today.
Actually.
May lapan sa ano, habulin tayo.
Oh no, I have to take
magta-taxi pa siya.
But so, I have to take a cab.
It's really...
Beto na lang, Del. Here's my deal with you.
I am not gonna take any deals with you. He's still trying to sell me his car.
Yeah, I know. You can have a car today.
Oh, you can have a car
his.
Today. Buy it
he will take
me.
A taxi. Dine Girl says...
Sunday, di ako magta-sabay ako sa'yo.
Oh, harap. Oh, nga pala. So may picture niya, tapos nakalagay, emergency Pasaload hotline number. Tapos phone number niya.
Ang galing.
Ang ganda, no?
And, can you convert it to cash?
I don't think so.
I think there's a like a there's a way.
There's a way.
There's really? A way to send money through your phone.
Money,
ah, yeah, yeah.
Not
oh,
money. Load.
Oh,
money.
Yun,
money.
I'm not sure if you can convert load.
And the top, what would your billboard say, comes from Sentient Joyce.
Sentient Joyce says,
it's a series, eh. Mga billboards products. It's a courier ad. Courier ad. Mm. And it would say there, we'd love to handle your package. Tapos isa naman, for a vacuum cleaner ad, our products suck.
Hey, that's, but that's
say
actually
that
really catchy.
It's actually
our
cute.
What?
Products suck. Mm-hmm. Diba? Pero ang galing, no? It's cute. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sentient Joyce also says, the final one, an ad siya for mga chairs tsaka mga bangko, mga ano, nakalagay, we have all kinds of stool samples. May mga bangko eh. Check them out.
Oh, we got
come
stool samples left and right.
We have the best stool samples. Yeah, there. So the top 10 answer to the question,
no.
What would your billboard say? You have complete control. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or to tweet us via twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag what would your billboard say?
Hey, speaking of billboards, I saw the billboard na for Star Trek. Into Darkness.
Yeah.
There is?
Yeah, there's a billboard. I mean, it's not a huge billboard. Not as big as our billboard.
Yeah.
Pero, ano ba itong talaga itong dalawa ito?
No, but it's one of those billboards na parang on top of like a bus stop.
Mm.
Ah, like ano, a waiting shed.
Yeah, a waiting shed.
Waiting
exactly.
Shade, kasi nasa shade ka.
It's Chico, it's Delamar,
and it's Gino
on the Morning Rush, Part 4! The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, the second to the last for the day. We are thanking Kai Vegan for sending this in. The top 10, what would your billboard say? Let's start it off with Adonis Mabangis. Paalala lang mga bossing, ang busina ay isang warning device, hindi pang tawag ng pasahero.
Actually, that's
oh,
true.
Right.
Yung mga,
pero they really use it.
Tsaka yung buses, yung
nagtatawag lang
ng and that's not, okay, another thing is, you're not supposed to be nagtatawag ng pasahero.
Yeah.
Because they're supposed to call you.
Yeah.
That's what I always hated before, na yung mga tumitigil kahit wala namang pumapara.
Right.
Because you're causing traffic. Diba?
Right.
Or sana, like in the States, even if there are no passengers getting on the bus,
it'll just stop
at
a designated, yeah.
But only for a few seconds.
Like an actual bus stop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even in Singapore.
Even in...
They do
actually,
it that way.
Yeah. Even in Hong Hong Kong?
Tayo kasi everywhere. They stop everywhere.
Well, ideally, there are supposed to be bus stops.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, they don't really follow it.
They don't follow it. And also where, you know, how we started with the jeepneys. Yeah. Kahit saan pwede pumara kasi.
Yeah. Tsaka please lang, alam mo yung mga nasa bus stop, natitigil sila na nakaharang sila sa kalsada.
Yep.
Oh my god.
And then there's no one in front of them. They can move and still pick up the passengers. But they just won't move no matter how many times you honk your horn at them.
At saka,
oh my god.
Minsan nananadya pa eh.
Yeah.
Actually what they think is okay na feeling ko talaga they think there's nothing wrong with it is stopping at a corner.
Yeah.
When really that's the most dangerous place you can stop.
Exactly.
You have to stop away from
a little bit away from the corner because it's a blind corner. Yeah.
Yeah. Or a little bit before. Yeah.
And also, Captain Tootin
Captain.
Was saying,
yeah.
Got wallet? Call 1-800-SNATCH.
Nag-advertise ang mga
snatchers.
It's a
snatcher.
Yeah, kasi mga snatcher. And also,
baka kung ano pa makuha mo dun sa
wala, wallet. Wala yun lang. Also, Jotty says, lost? Question mark. Don't panic. Slow down. Trust the process. Sometimes getting lost will help you find yourself.
Wow.
Ano ba yun? May ganun?
Napaka-deep naman ng billboard.
If it's a route you take every morning, you're not
and
supposed
if
to
you
get
are
lost.
If you are lost, you're like, that's not the kind of help I need. I need to find my way.
Oh. Yeah,
more of emotional. You're lost emotionally.
Or like if you're traveling for fun.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is what you wrote in the that thing that we did for the travel thing.
Yeah.
The travel magazine.
Yeah.
I travel to get lost.
To get lost.
Travel to...
find the missing pieces of his broken, shattered soul. You travel to learn?
Meet people.
What kind of people?
Locals.
Alam mo, kinuwento ko na kay Chico yung ginawa mo nung...
Ginawa ko?
Yung sa Havaianas, when we were on our way to the Havaianas thing, sa escalator.
What did I do? Nung nagkaroon sila ng eye-to-eye contact nung...
I wasn't looking.
Lakas kasi talaga ng appeal mo eh.
Oh my gosh.
I was watching the other person and I was like, wow. As in, magnetized. Without Del even having to do anything.
I was looking the other way.
Because she was busy doing something else.
Yeah.
And then this...
I was looking at balls.
No, alam mo... You know, yesterday, nakakatawa lang. Can I just share? Pero don't get mad, Del.
Pero, oh no.
No.
Ayoko na.
Sure.
This is not good.
No bet.
Pero it's not you. I'm just saying, you know. So, I was with some friends. Friends of friends.
Okay.
And, tapos merong Pinay.
Okay.
Na merong very American looking kid. Tapos... Sabi nung kasama ko isa, ay, may ka-chat.
What?
Ay, sama, ka-chat.
Uy, kasi diba usually online.
Ka-chat.
Kaya, yun daw yung bagong, apparently, that's the, pag may
that's
nakita ka na, ay, may ka-chat.
Actually, yesterday, my older brother visited me in the house.
Yeah.
So, he brought his kids, so the cousins were all playing, Cooper and the two cousins.
Right.
And then out of the blue, you just know what's going on in my brother's head. He goes, Del, magiging kamukha mo kaya yung anak mo? It's like, you know.
No, but he looks like you.
No, and then I look at Marlon Stockinger on Instagram because everybody was Instagramming him, right?
Yeah, because the Lotus theme was here.
The F1, right? And then it was like, I saw his mom and his dad
and his
in
dad.
The picture.
I saw that photo.
And I was like, oh no. Because he doesn't look at all anything
actually,
like his mom.
He looks like neither.
Neither, yeah. Actually.
If you see it, it's like he's completely like.
But I think you're safe because Cooper looks exactly like you.
You know, I don't see it.
I don't see it.
Yeah. Really? When he smiles.
Maybe that's the, you know, the expression, but not how he looks. Because he's guapo. Am I guapo? Am I guapo? Is that what you're saying?
I think
he got
his macho-ness from you.
Actually, well, he definitely got the legs from you.
Good job, man. That's too much.
Batuhin mo, batuhin mo ng bote ng tubig.
That's too much.
Yeah.
Actually, daddy rin naman eh.
Actually,
On both sides, dehado na siya.
Okay.
Jap Spotted says,
dagdagan pa natin.
Yung billboard, shirtless pic ni Chico and Gino.
Oh no.
Patay.
So syempre, di ba, whether you like it or not, mapapatingin ka for better or for worse.
Mostly for worse.
Tapos nakalagay doon, now that we have your attention, eat at Jap Spotted Restaurant.
It's the attention getting
stuff. It has nothing to do with the product.
With whatever is being advertised.
Mrs. Bond says, billboard of a really handsome shirtless guy.
Okay.
Nakalagay dun sa ilalim, penging load, here's my number. Magte-text back ako, promise.
Lies.
Kit
pero
Rich
says, text back nga siya.
Pero
hindi, magte-text back nga siya.
Pero
ito
who
naman,
you? Pero
who you? Ito naman si Chico. Ewan ko. Guilty.
Hey, wait, can I just read this one out? For any boy, just had like a random observation who goes, he goes, you know what, parang ang dami niya yatang hair product na pinag-uusapan today. And then Blue Chubbs just said, nasa radio kasi sila, on hair.
Really?
I had to share it.
Kit Rich says, edi makikita mo yung billboard no, in front of you. Nakalagay lang doon, anong tinitingin mo dyan? Tapos, sa likod ng billboard is another billboard. Para pag lumingon ka nakalagay, oh, tumingin
pa. Lilingon ka pa eh.
Nakaaway. Pero parang well, interesting. For the heck of it, no? Parang ang cute siguro.
It's like one of those t-shirts na parang, stop staring. Tapos sa likod, parang may nakalagay
na. Oh, tumingin pa rin. Tapos Fishmark says, dirty organ? Call me. Yung mga nag-tune up ng piano.
Hindi tawag doon dirty.
Ano ba tawag
usually
doon?
Out of tune.
Hindi, dirty kasi madumi. Like parang
nag-restore
sila ng mga old. Ano. May mga grand piano na white. Nakita mo na yun? Yung white na grand piano. Siyempre pag kinahawa ka mo, nadudumihan. Diba?
Alam mo, chino-tune yun tsaka linilinis. Sobra.
Kasi yung linis pwedeng maid eh. Yung tuning.
Hindi.
Yung linis
kuya,
diba?
Masisira ng maid mo yun kung hindi sila
kung nalagyan niya ng hose.
Hindi. Kung hindi siya marunong.
Kung punas lang. Okay
there's a
na
way.
Yun.
No.
No. Hindi.
Just to get away.
No. Adonis Mabangi says, billboard to sa EDSA. It's an ad for the MRT.
Okay.
Nakalagay. Pero nakatapat siya dun sa cars. Sabi sa iyo eh, kung nag-MRT ka, hindi ka sana late. Pero maganda
no,
yun.
No, and how
for public transportation.
How many times have you and I been stuck in traffic and we see the MRT just,
just
going?
Just zipping by. It would be a,
pero that's a
it would
good,
be a great yeah. billboard for, what is it,
it'll
DOTC?
Be a great billboard. Huh?
Department of Transportation?
No,
what is it?
No,
merong company for that eh, di ba? Yung,
di
the one in
I
charge of the LRT and the MRT.
Di ba yun din?
DOTC, di ba? Department
parang
of...
Parang MRT...
Ano
kasi alam ko, they're a separate, ano, di ba? They have their own organization.
Yeah,
aren't
yeah.
they?
Mm, basta. Okay.
Pero that would be great, sabi ko sa'yo. Eh. Kung nag-MRT like ka, hindi ka and something very similar from, ano...
Pero alam mo, pag nasa kotse ka, mapipikon ka talaga.
Right.
From JF, along EDSA, nakalagay, need to use the comfort room? You'll never make it. Para pag yung hinihi ka na.
You'll never make it.
You'll never make it.
You'll never make it.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 answers to the question, what would your billboard say? Comes from Satoragi.
Satoragi says,
it's an ad for a divorce attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Nakalagay lang doon. Simple lang. Sigurado ka bang ikaw ang ama ng dinadala ng misis mo?
It's like he's promoting divorce.
Nagpasok ng doubt.
Ng doubt.
I'm against this entry. I'm pregnant and I don't like that.
You cast some doubt. All right, so one final batch. The top 10 answers to the question, what would your billboard say? You know what to do. Keen RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag What Would Your Billboard Say?
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Morning Rush, top 10.
Monster Radio, RX93.1. And we've got our top 10 for today. Thank you very much to Kai Vegan for suggesting this. The top 10 answers to the question, what would your billboard say? Let's start off with Ambeco. A big no left turn sign. And then under that it says, no left turn. hindi lang sa kalsada, pati sa asawa.
Bawal mga liwa.
And from OMGN, the weak not allowed to enter. Welcome to Tough Avenue.
Tough Avenue.
Turn on. There.
Okay. Hello.
There. Also, Kiko Man Machine says, all roads ... lead to traffic.
Which is true.
Yeah.
That's our experience over the weekend. Diba? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And then another billboard, yung ulo ni Darth Vader. Tapos nakalagay sa ilalim, I find your lack of focus on driving disturbing. Max.
Mm.
And No Name was saying, picture niya lang, tapos nakalagay sa ilalim, wala lang, may pera lang.
I wonder how much it is, no?
It's expensive.
Because I remember there was a, she used to, I don't know if she's still writing for one of the dailies, but she's one of those young writers at the time.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend had had proposed via a billboard.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I think I saw this.
Yeah, on Guadalupe. He rented a billboard space for a day, hoping that she would
see it. That was the one on top
it.
Of Cafe Lupe.
I think so.
At the time, yeah. And also, from For Rene Boy, a picture of him shirtless, na malaking malaking malaki yung chan. Tapos nakalagay sa ilalim, drink moderately.
So parang, I guess he didn't.
Or else this will, this is what will happen to you. And also, Atomic Biik says, haters only get half a peace sign.
The finger.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
You take out one.
Because I was thinking the peace sign na parang yung, you know,
no,
the sort of Mercedes-Benz
look-alike
logo.
The hand peace sign. And also, OMGN says, later. Blue Gray says, picture ng isang malaking kampana at nakalagay sa ilalim, bellboard.
Or si Bell.
Yes, a bellboard. Atomic Biik says, I'm not heartless. I've just learned to use my heart less.
Perhaps.
Juice Blank says, a big picture of me, nakalagay, Juice Blank for Senator. Tas sa ilalim, tumatanggap ng labada pag Biyernes. Might as well, di ba? Ang laki na ginastos mo dun sa billboard. Eh. Juice Blank also says, a picture of my left big toenail. Tapos sa ilalim, La Funeraria Tepo. It could be an ad.
Have
for
you
a funeral
had like
parlor.
A dead toenail?
I've never.
Once.
All the time.
Pero
basketball.
I don't think it's.
Oh, basketball.
But not the true death. Kasi diba,
not the true death.
Not
yung
the
parang
true
fake
death?
Lang.
Kasi merong namatay na koko na it doesn't grow back eh.
Ah, meron mo ganun?
Merong ganun daw. Pero like mine grew back, so it's alive.
It was half dead.
Yeah. No, kasi after it dies, it just grows.
Ay, ganun ba yun?
After a while. It takes a long
time.
Somebody told
me before na merong death na like forever. Like it doesn't grow back.
No, it's
out.
Like your hair.
Ah, talaga?
Well, your hair also stops growing.
Okay. And OMGN says, picture, tapos nakalagay, pogi noon, maganda ngayon.
Sometimes
that happens. And the top, what would your billboard say, comes from Miss Christie.
Miss Christie says,
picture ng batak na boylet, na body lang, ah, walang head. It's an antihistamine ad. Tapos nakalagay sa ilalim, hipon is the most common food allergy.
Pero benta yun.
Pero pwede yun, ah.
I like that.
Pwede yun.
But ako, I'm allergic.
Hipon is the most common food allergy. Tapos yung brand ng antihistamine. Perfect. All right, so there you go. That's it for our show today.
Yes.
We'll see you again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much for joining us.
All right.
And hopefully Delamar will have a car tomorrow.
Don't say that. I'm hoping to get it this afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, you never know what they find.
Keep your expectations on that.
I know.
Managed.
Like I said, if you need a car.
Yes.
So really try simple. To make a deal.
Yeah.
All you got to do is buy it.
All right.
We got to go.
See you guys.
Have a great week.
Bye.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.